Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hope you had a great weekend. Disappointing game yesterday, I know, but here we are. And we got to talk about the hurricane stuff. Hot conservative chicks. Yeah, hot conservative women. That's the story in Newsweek today about this. Hot conservative women. Why we're obsessed with hot conservative women. And I actually have one of those hot conservative women coming on the show later today. Elizabeth Pipko, who is mentioned in the article, who is a model and the RNC spokeswoman. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. A bunch of other things, too. And I'll tell you, you know, as I was perusing stuff over the weekend, a couple things caught my eye, culturally speaking. Saturday Night Live making fun of Joe Biden and Tim Walz and the beta male of the United States of America, Doug Emhoff. That was good. And then also what I noticed was the way that Bill Maher was pushing back on one of his crazy lefty wacko guests. And I noticed that, too, on the show, on his HBO show. I thought, well, that's interesting that he's pushing back on one of his crazy wacko lefty guests because he has a lot of crazy wacko lefty guests. So I noticed that. And then, of course, we have this big strike looming with the ports. Now, if this happens at midnight, which apparently it's going to happen at midnight, my sources, who are always right, because I've got sources everywhere plugged in, tell me that the strike is set for tonight and there's no way to avoid the longshoreman strike. It's going to be midnight. It's going to shut down ports. It's going to create incredible delays, shipping delays, costs, you name it. Now, I obviously don't want this to happen. Nobody wants this to happen. But my job is to analyze the effects of what happens if it happens. So I'm going to do that. All right. And some idiot is going to hear that and go, oh, he's rooting for a port strike to help Trump. I'm not. And I have no control over this. I literally have zero control over a longshoreman strike. I can tell you, I mean, I know some guys who are longshoremen, but I don't have any sway over this. No, really, a couple guys I went to high school with. They're longshoremen. It's a good life. I mean, these guys do well. I got a buddy of mine. He's in the union. In fact, I may text him during the show and say, what's up? But I know this. All my friends who are longshoremen, they're all supporting Trump. Now, I don't think they're doing this to stick it to the Democrats, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing this to stick it to the Democrats. I really wouldn't. So what are the effects if that occurs? It is going to be a major disaster for Joe Biden. One of my favorite lines from the movie The American President with Michael Douglas and Annette Bening, and I've told you it's a great movie if you just, you know, leave the politics out of it and just enjoy the movie for what it is, because it's lefty, obviously, it's, you know, but it's Aaron Sorkin, it's good, and Michael J. Fox plays the George Stephanopoulos-like character. Martin Sheen actually plays the chief of staff in a prelude to what would be him being the president in The West Wing, but not the same character, obviously. Anyway, there's a great line in there where they're talking about an airline strike before Christmas. And they talk about how you never want to have an airline strike before Christmas. Well, you don't want to have a port strike either before Christmas. And guess what? We are in the Christmas season already. I know it's insane, but I went to Costco over the weekend and I got all the Christmas stuff out already. I can't believe it. I have a problem with that. My theory when it comes to dates, just so you know, not like romantic dates, but just dates on the calendar. Number one, I'm a guy. I put my political lawn signs, if I do them, October 1st. All right. I just think October is the month for lawn signs. Same with Halloween decorations. But Christmas, under no circumstances, until after Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving, you want to put the tree up, knock yourself out. You want to go decorations, go for it. But can we please respect the fall and the Halloween season and not get ahead of ourselves? It's all I ask. What are we, Venezuela? That's what they did in Venezuela, you know. That guy down there, that corrupt president, moved Christmas, literally, to October so that he could find a way to make the people happy and distract them from the fact that he's going to kill his political opponent. Anyway, if this occurs, if this strike occurs so close to the holiday season, with the economy the way it is right now, it is going to be a disaster for this administration. A disaster for them. And it's also a giant FU from the union members to their leadership, because they're sick and tired of their leadership always backing Democrats. I mean this. They really are. They're sick and tired of it. So you got to understand something. The great Tip O'Neill once said, all politics is local. And he was the great Tip O'Neill, too. Democrat. But who cares? He and Reagan used to meet every day, 5 o'clock. You know, they'd have a whiskey together in the Oval Office. They'd hang out and be friends. That was a day back then when you could disagree politically and still like each other and not kill each other. You know, you fight over the issues, but you respected each other as people. Those were good days. Anyway, great Tip O'Neill is credited with the saying, all politics is local. You know, for a lot of these union guys, Port of Philadelphia, Port of Newark, Delaware, whatever it is, their leadership, they're so in bed with the Democrats because the Democrats control everything. And I don't just mean the city, but, you know, the port authorities and all the other nonsense that you got to deal with, all of it. And so the union leadership's in bed with the Democrats. They have to be. But then the Democrats want them to back their Kamala Harris. And they're like, no, because our members don't like her. They're all Trump people. You know, it's one thing to back the mayor of whatever, right? Whatever port city you're in, whatever bosses control the commissioners on the port authority of whatever that authority is that controls the ships that come in and out of the port, the harbor, whatever. You know the whole thing. Everybody's making money. Everybody's getting their vig. Everybody's getting their vig. A taste. I got to wet my beak. But it's when they cross the line and they go, all right, now we're back in the Democrat governor. And then this guy comes in and messes up their life. Like, take Phil Murphy. Great example of this, right? King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness. Guy comes in and he's made life a disaster for people in Jersey. The union guys all hate him. But up in the port of Newark, you know, they got to deal with Newark and Elizabeth and all that nonsense up there and the Port Authority, the Bi-State Agency and all of it. Down in South Jersey, you got to deal with all these appointed commissioners and they're appointed by bosses and they get this agency, this authority, and it's a pain in the neck. And they're tired of it. They really are, because these Democrats wind up doing things that affect them economically and also supporting these open border policies and everything else. So the union guys are like, screw this. Enough of this already. I'm tired of this. And you people supported all the policies that led us to offshore jobs. We're sick and tired of it. So, well, I have no proof that these guys would do this as a giant FU to Kamala Harris and talk about an October surprise, because it would happen on October 1st, because that's tomorrow. 30 days have September, April, May, and November. Anyway, we're starting to get into oyster time, too, you know, now that we're in months with R. You don't only get oysters when there's an R in the month. You know that, right? September, October, November. Those are the R months. Those are the oyster months. I'm just giving you some advice. If you want to do some shucking, now's your time. My point is, October surprise. Oofa. I mean, this is something that's going to cost them a whole lot of cash. And the thing about it, too, is that their entire thing by doing this with this strike would also send a gigantic message. And that is this. Don't mess with the union guys and gals in this country. Don't mess with them. And Trump has become the union guy president. He's the working men and women. He's the guy with these people. He's the guy who supports the working men and women of this country. Oh, yeah, he does. And they like him. They like him. They like him a lot. That's obvious. The Teamsters, the steam fitters, the whatever. The electrical guys, the carpenter guys, they all do. I get emails from people telling me, the cops, firefighters, right? They're all union guys. They all love Trump. Now, it's not so much that these dock workers would do this because it would help Trump, but I'm just saying, for them, I don't think it hurts too much. You know what I mean? I don't think it hurts too much. But truckers and the rails are scrambling to move billions in cargo. There's another aspect of this, too. Trucking companies. You got the union guys there, too. They've been screwed over by who? By Biden's war on energy. Because diesel prices for these trucks, through the roof. Oh, brutal, right? Brutal stuff. And they're not necessarily going to lose by this, because you're going to have to do more trucks if you can't get the ships in. Or you're going to have to now take ships from cargo from the West Coast, and you're going to have to drive it over to the East Coast. The truckers are going to be okay. I'm just saying. $14 billion in trade arrived at ports, including New York, New Jersey, Baltimore, Norfolk, Virginia, which is Norfolk's in Virginia, Savannah, Georgia, Miami, New Orleans, and Houston. $2.7 billion in trade arriving on Friday alone. The International Longshoremen's Association said in a statement today that its wage demands were still not being met, and blame ports management for a strike that will start at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, October 1st. Time isn't on the side of the importers, a logistics CEO tells NBC. With a potential strike at ports up and down the East Coast along the Gulf Coast set to begin after midnight today, logistics executives said to CNBC the remaining hours, are critical in moving out as much trade as possible before a shutdown that will do serious damage to the functioning of the U.S. economy. Now, to the moron who's listening right now and thinking that I'm some way rooting for this, I am not rooting for this. I have no sway over this. I have nothing to contribute to this discussion. I'm neither a longshoreman nor a dock operator. I have no skin in the game. I have no contacts whatsoever. And even if I did, they're not listening to me. I'm only telling you what I think the political ramifications will be, because I get asked that question all the time. And my job is to analyze things. That's my job. Based on data from Import Genius, which tracks the bills of lading, the digital receipts of cargo containers, a total of 54,456 20-foot equivalent units of cargo arrived on Friday at the 14 ports under the master contract between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which expires Monday. The approximate value of that freight was upward of $2.7 billion. With an estimate of $50,000 per container. For the weekdays between September 23rd and 27th, a total of 273,417 TEUs were imputed through customs at these ports with a value of approximately $14 billion. So now the logistics companies are scrambling to get all this stuff off the docks by the close of business today. So time is running out. Time is running out. Trying to clear these containers out of the terminals as soon as possible. On average, it takes 1 week to clear out 1 day of a port closure. As much as 43% to 49% of total containerized goods entering the United States are processed through ports on the East and the Gulf Coast. Well, yeah, you know, you could go through the Panama Canal if you want. It's friggin' expensive to do that. So they try to go to the East Coast, you know, avoid all that nonsense. But anyway, those ports are a major gateway into the U.S. for refrigerated produce. Time is it on the side of the importers. Every importer, exporter. Are you an importer, exporter? Vandalay Industries? I'm just saying. Every importer, exporter, and even domestic shippers should be watching developments very closely this week, because the impacts of a port strike on the U.S. East Coast and Gulf Coast ports could potentially impact all modes if there is a strike. And if it lasts longer than a few days, it's going to be a freaking disaster. The International Longshoremen's Association is North America's largest longshoremen's union. And Matt DeSantis, if you could, please monitor this White House press briefing for me, because I know they're going to be asked about this. And the White House Fembot Karine Jean-Pierre is going to be asked about this, I'm sure, momentarily. White House has also been pressed on the data that we talked about on Friday's show about criminal migrants. How you got like 14,000 convicted murderers who are released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement back on the streets. Convicted of homicides, not accused, convicted, boom, putting them out. on the streets. It's ridiculous. Anyway, these longshoremen guys, they put out a statement to the press Monday. They said that the management continues to block the path toward a settlement on a new master contract. They're refusing their demands for a fair and decent contract and seems intent on causing a strike at all ports from Maine to Texas beginning in almost 12 hours and beginning actually now at midnight. So that's less. What's interesting, though, is that Joe Biden is doing nothing because the guy is a freaking vegetable and he's doing nothing. Nothing is being done by this administration to deal with this. Nothing. It's insane. And I wonder, I wonder, you know, it's funny, right? I've been in politics a long time, my whole life, before radio, my dream job, obviously. But I was a political consultant, and maybe one day I'll do that again. Sometimes I do little side projects here and there, you know. But the thing about politics that I've always realized is that people hate people forever. Like, when you cross somebody, they always hate you. There's no coming back from that. It's amazing. It really is. It's nothing like, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. I mean, they'll do business with you. Your father did business with Hyman Roth. They didn't trust Hyman Roth. They'll do business with you, but they hate you forever and they want to get you. In the end, they have long memories. It's really something. I think Biden hates Kamala. I think deep down inside he wants her to lose. I really do. I think he's going to pardon Hunter, make all that go away. I think deep down inside he will take joy in her losing because he can tell everybody, I beat Trump, and if they'd stuck with me, I would have beat him again. But they threw me out of the race. They shoved me aside, and she lost. I think Trump was right when he said in the debate he hates her. I think deep down inside, he wants to see her go down. And if that happens, he will be fine. I mean, from a political and legal and criminal perspective, he's going to be fine because he's going to pardon Hunter and make all that nonsense go away. And I really don't think Trump's going to come after him because I think it'll be kind of like a wink, wink, nod, nod. Like Biden kind of laid down in the final rounds of the fight, so to speak. He's doing nothing to avert this strike. Nothing. And because he doesn't care. If you cared, you would be doing whatever possible to make this happen. Whatever you had to do. The president was not even leaving the White House. I think he might be on the beach. He might be making a pudding, like a do-it-yourself pudding thing at the White House. I have no idea. But the ocean carriers, represented by USMX, want to enjoy rich billion-dollar profits they are making in 2024, while they offer the longshoremen workers an unacceptable wage package that we reject. 85,000 members join in solidarity by tens of thousands of dock workers and maritime workers around the world. We'll hit the picket lines at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, October 1st, and strike at all Atlantic and Gulf Coast ports from Maine to Texas. Approximately 50,000 International Longshoremen Association union members work at the ports of Boston, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Wilmington, North Carolina, Baltimore, Norfolk, Charleston, Savannah, Jacksonville, Tampa, New Orleans, Mobile, and Houston. Whoa. I mean, if that's not an October surprise, I don't know what the hell is. Now, in recent days, according to the article, top Biden administration officials, including Transportation Secretary Little Pete Buttigieg, Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue and the director of the National Economic Council, Lael Brainard, spoke separately with the union people and the dock workers and the maritime people, urging the parties to come to a fair agreement quickly. The Biden administration and Karine Jean-Pierre is being pressed on it right now. We'll grab the audio for you as soon as it's done. The Biden administration has stated on several recent occasions that it will not use federal powers to force dock workers to remain on the job. We've never invoked Taft-Hartley to break a strike and are not considering doing so now. Now, this is interesting because it kind of goes to my theory that this is a giant F you to Kamala Harris by Joe Biden, right? No, really. Because either way, I mean, they're in a no-win situation. If you force the guys to work under Taft-Hartley, they're going to be mad. But at least Biden can be like, that's me. I'm doing this. Don't get mad at her. It's on me. I'm forcing you to work, right? They could still take it out on her. And I still think they don't like her anyway. So it's kind of a moot point. But the damage to the economy would not be as bad. If you don't invoke it and the strike happens, then the economy is going to take a major. And again, I'm not rooting for this. This is going to affect me. I'm going to pay more for stuff. So are you. But I have no way of controlling this. So all I can do is politically analyze it for you. And since I'm an optimist, I'm going to look on the bright side. Always look on the bright side of life. The bright side of life tells me that this benefits Trump. I'm not happy about it. I'm just saying that's where we are. All right? The Taft-Hartley Act passed in 1947 was a revision of U.S. law governing labor relations and union activity that granted a U.S. president the power to suspend a strike for an 80-day cooling-off period where national health or safety are at risk. Now, you could obviously make that argument here. The president could invoke that power. The dock workers would be pissed. I mean, really, really ticked off. Yeah, absolutely, no doubt about it. But at the same time, the economy would be in a better position. So Biden, dock workers, they hate Kamala anyway. They're not going to vote for him. Biden could take the slings and arrows of that, but he's not going to do that, which is really interesting. CNBC. A port strike could threaten the recent gains made in bringing down inflation and the prices paid by consumers across a wide range of goods and could give former President Donald Trump another talking point over the key voter issue of the economy in the final month of campaigning. Based on prior port strikes, ocean carriers normally profit from soaring freight rates based on demand for other ports, as well as detention and demurrage fees on containers stranded during a port shutdown. Analysts have been warning ocean spot rates could increase 20 to 50%. UBS forecasts that 20% of Maersk, you know, like the Maersk, it's the one that you see, the big one, M-A-E-R-S-K. They're like Nordish or something. Their total volume would touch a U.S. port that would be impacted by the strike. They're on the board of the people that oversee the docks. They're the ones negotiating. UBS estimated that if freight rates increase 30% over two quarters, a revenue tailwind of more than $1 billion would be generated. It's a lot. Meanwhile, union support, a critical issue for the Democrats, and President Joe Biden recently emphasized to reporters he did not like Taft-Hartley. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce released a poll on Monday morning showing that a majority of both registered voters and the general population support the Biden administration intervening and ordering the union to work and negotiate through the use of Taft-Hartley. Roughly 20% of respondents said they were opposed to federal intervention. On Monday, today, the U.S. Chamber officially called on President Biden to invoke the Taft-Hartley Act. In a recent video featuring the International Longshoremen Association President Harold Daggett, who I happen to know, his son, it's funny how life works, right? Jersey guy, played for rank and file union members who voted unanimously to authorize a strike. He threatened an international worker slowdown moving containers if the Biden administration forces the union workers back to the docks using Taft-Hartley. He said to them, "You're better off sitting down and let's get a contract and let's move forward with this." So he said, "You could order us to work, but we're going to slow things down and make your life a living friggin' hell." So I'm just saying. Dennis Daggett is a guy that I've known since childhood. He is the vice president of the International Longshoremen's Association. And it's just insane to me how all roads lead back to Jersey. It really is. It's amazing to me, honestly. Jersey and Philly. It's like everything leads back here, doesn't it? It's crazy. This is the Big Story of the Day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. If you want to weigh in on this, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Big show for you today. Elizabeth Pipko, gorgeous conservative woman, mentioned in this Newsweek article about gorgeous conservative women. She's going to be on the show later today. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, is this going to get us blocked on YouTube? Because we're streaming live on YouTube right now. This friggin' music thing is really, really driving me nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So can we not play music anymore? What's happening?
We can play it live, but afterwards it gets sent to copyright hell.
Like Friday we streamed the show. It's not up. The whole show is not up. And I'm so mad because it was a damn good show. Best show ever. People are saying it was the greatest show ever. That's what many people have said that. And it's not even up. And DeSantis is doing nothing to resolve the situation as usual. Nothing. I don't even think he's listening to the show right now. Nothing.
I am listening to the show. I don't know how to edit YouTube video. There's not much I can do about it. And Austin are...
You guys just throw your hands up. You're like, whatever.
Away.
Whatever. Back with it. Whatever. 4 hours of great content. Gone. Cares.
I don't know how to do it.
What year is this?
How can
we? Did you ask the overlord stalker, Darth Stalker? Did you ask him? They do it on the morning show. Somehow or another, they don't get blocked on the morning show.
Well, they mute the music on the morning show so that you don't actually hear it over the YouTube stream.
Right,
are going to have that.
Why don't we just do that? I don't understand. Hit the mute button. Is the mute button broken, like in that commercial?
I don't know for certain that we have one yet.
You don't even have a freaking mute button? How do we not have a mute button?
I don't know.
It's 2024. You can put a man on the moon. You can't mute something?
Again, I don't know anything about video. I don't know how that YouTube stream works at all. My understanding is that as of right now, we don't have the same rig as the morning show, and our engineers are in the process of updating it. It should be updated, hopefully, by the end of tomorrow.
And I think, like I was telling you before the show started, I think I can go in and I just have to manually remove like all of our bumpers that come back, and it should, in theory, the video should be able to be played. If I guess that's how it works, I just got to remove the copyrighted music, and it should be back.
Can we do that? Can we remove the copyrighted music? Just take it out so we can have the friggin' show on the friggin' YouTube. And by the way, my apologies. I'm roid raging because I'm still with the, shingles. So let me apologize in advance to the producers. This all comes from a place of love. But I'm roid raging.
I feel very loved.
You should, Matt DeSantis.
Yeah.
And you should, Justin.
Thank you.
But I'm fired up over this and friggin' YouTube, and I hate it anyway. And now I got to deal with this, and I just don't understand why we can't have our show back on from Friday, September 27th. It's not even there. It's gone.
I don't know why it's like specifically targeting this show, because
yeah,
I worked Rooney's show yesterday.
Google. Yeah.
And I was playing music off that, and the VOD from that stream is still able to be seen, and I played copyright the same music I would play here, and it still works.
Let me tell you something. YouTube is coming after me. I get it. They want to silence me. Well, guess what, YouTube? I'm not going to let you. We're going to figure this out, all right? I may not be smarter than the Google brothers, whatever their names are. The Winklevoss? No, that's the Winklevi. They were Facebook. Who are the Google brothers? Eric Schmidt?
Sergey Brin.
Sergey Brin. And when he hit that Eric big Schmidt. Divorce with his wife, right? She hates me. That's what it is. She hates me. The wife hates me. That's what it is. So can just take the music out. Nobody cares. All they care about is good content anyway. People, so can you just scrub it and put the video back up from Friday? Are you capable, Justin, of doing that? Kirk, can you do that?
I think I could. I just have to, like, go through it.
It's possible.
You guys are smart, hardworking, handsome men. You can do anything you put your mind to. I believe in you.
Thank you.
I believe you can fly. I believe you can touch the sky. And I'm not just saying that to get you guys to get off your ass and do something. I really mean it. I'm not just buttering you up because I'm so frustrated that still nothing has happened and it's Monday.
Right.
I'm really saying that deep down from the bottom of my heart. It's like a motivational speech, you know?
Go team.
Go team. Get the friggin' video posted before I roid rage and punch you a computer.
I'll look into it as soon as we're done with this show.
All right, thank you. You know what else that we had to deal with over the weekend? Let me tell you something else. All right? We also had a lice. I told you we had lice, a lice infestation at the Zioli house. Now, the Zioli Army members who were supposed to have dinner with me Wednesday night, Tuesday night, whatever it was for the Travis Manning Foundation, then I had the shingles breakout. Well, not only did you dodge a bullet with that, you dodged a bullet with the lice because we had to get, listen to this, a mobile lice guy to come to the house to nitpick friggin' lice out of my kid's hair. And, you know, they use olive oil to get the lice and to kill them. And olive oil, for the record, is not cheap right now. I don't know if you've noticed or not. It's very expensive. So I had to get a mobile lice guy to come to the house. He picks the lice out. I was lice free. So was Bridget. But the three kids, not so much. So we had to get the lice guy to pick the lice out. Then we had to treat them with olive oil. And every night, I got to rub olive oil on their head. So like a jerk, I had to go to Costco to buy the big olive oil things so that I can rub olive oil on my kid's head. This is the life of a big time afternoon drive host in a top 10 market. Huge ratings. Huge. Biggest ever. Fox News Saturday night. Saturday night. I'll be back on national TV. And you know what, Matt DeSantis? Shingles and lice. That, yeah, I'll be at the after party drinking with Jimmy Fallon in New York, living like a big shot, luxury SUV to pick me up. Oh, it's all fancy, right? So you're picking lice out of your kid's hair and rubbing Cento olive oil all over their friggin' heads while you got shingles. Roid raging at your staff because nobody can get a freaking edit machine and a mute button. So I hope you're all envious of this amazing life. This is living, is what it is. Living. And we're streaming live on YouTube. You can see my rage. You can see my Italian rage coming out. Can you see it right now? You see it? You can feel it, right? You should tune into YouTube to see it. I'm using a lot of hand movements today. A lot of hand movements, angry hand movement. I'm going to be throwing things. Throwing papers at the camera. Oh, yeah, that's the kind of day we're having today. Damn right. So, if you are a Harris supporter and you'd like to go around, consider yourself Spider Rico and call up 855-839-1210. Do it. Oh, and happy birthday to Susie Cool. Officially, it's her birthday today. You know, she's great. She loves this show so much, and she's such a Zioli Army member. She literally put it as her Twitter handle, Susie Cool / Zioli Army, with an Italian flag and a, you know, this symbol right there. And so I want to wish Sayonetta, Susie Cool, a very, very happy birthday. And we will play, we got to play like a September song or something like that. You know what I mean? That would be good. That would be fun, wouldn't it? If we do that, like September. Do you remember? Da-na-na-na-na-na. Let me go to Frank in Springfield. Frank, make me happy. I'm having a day. What's going on?
Oh, Rich, this show has really gone off the rails pretty fast, but it is very entertaining. And by the way, don't be buying the good Cento olive oil. Buy the Fugazi stuff.
Yeah.
Save yourself a couple bucks.
You're right. You're right. I should just do the Fugazi olive oil. And most of it is Fugazi anyway. You're right. What am I doing buying the good stuff?
Listen, I have to throw something out there and respectfully disagree with you on this whole longshoreman strike thing. No. I'm on the same team. Don't.
It's all right. You can disagree with me. We can still be buddies.
But what I'm thinking here is I'm thinking this is all a setup. My thinking is that they're doing this, and the October surprise is they're going to bring in old Kamala to go ahead and settle this thing and make it look like she's the hero of the month, and to help her, you know, in the polling and stuff, because I think they think she really needs something big like that. And I just, the way things have been playing, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if this whole thing, because you even said yourself, these union, you know, the leadership, they're the problem. And I could see them playing the game, playing along with the Harris campaign and all to try to help themselves get a big win. Again, that's just my theory, throwing it out there. And
Frank, I'll tell you, there's two things, two aspects to your theory. On the one sense, you're not wrong in the sense that I think the union leadership would like to help Kamala Harris and the Democrats, because, again, it's all politics is local, and they want to help the Democrats out. So they might have a last-minute 11th-hour deal possible. But I'm telling you, the longshoremen themselves, these guys are all Trump people. I'm actually texting one right now as we speak, a buddy of mine who I grew up with, who's a longshoreman, and I'm texting with him right now. He's a huge fan of Trump, the show, and so those guys are with Trump. You know what I mean? They are not doing any games to help her. I can tell you that.
I hope not from your lips to God's ears, Rich. And listen, thanks for taking my call. Great show as usual. Go easy on those guys, especially DeSantis. He's a good kid.
Okay. You know, bite my lip, bite my tongue.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. Bit my tongue on that one. Literally. Ow.
I think Frank made a lot of great points there.
I bet you do, don't you, DeSantis? Unbelievable. Outrageous. Well, he's right about one thing, though. Not the last part of what he said, though, but the show's gone off the rails.
That's
what happens. It's what happens on Mondays and Fridays. Oh, speaking of Friday, we're going to be at the Grand Hotel very soon, October 11th, so in like 10 days. Friday, October 11th, live in Cape May. Mark your calendar for that so you can join us, all right? Cape May, Grand Hotel, live on Friday, October 11th. It's going to be a barn burner, I'm telling you. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to love it. You're going to have a great time. I want you to be there. Don't miss out on this stuff. You know what I mean? If you miss out, you're going to have major FOMO. That's the fear of missing out. But it won't be a fear. You're going to actually feel it. Now, Cherry Hill Vavo gets it. They understand loyalty. They understand relationships. And they understand giving you an amazing, amazing deal. That's why right now you can lease the S60 Volvo for only $369 a month for 36 months at Cherry Hill Volvo. That's right. And they are our studio sponsor. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios because Judith Krupnik stepped up and said, I want the studio naming rights. You know, the S-Class is made right at their plant in South Carolina, too. American jobs, baby. It's a great thing. And you can lease this 36 months, $369 a month. Beautiful sedan, all the bells and whistles, safety, technology, you name it. Or maybe you want to drive the Zioli family car. We drive the XC90, the third row family car. It's great. It's so much better than a minivan. It's stylish and safe, plenty of storage, and the third row with the kids. Either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, they're going to take great care of you. It's all about relationships. And for over 60 years, it's been about relationships, ever since Judith's father started the dealership. So go support the people that stand with us. Support the one dealership that said, we want the naming rights. We want to be the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. That should mean a lot to you in this day and age of cancel culture. So go say hello and send some love. And they'll always get you the absolute best deal on a Volvo. They will work to find you every incentive possible to maximize your savings and always do the right thing at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Glad you're here. I'm just going to cut right in because I don't want to risk it. So good song, but, you know, I'm going to jump back in right away. So we're streaming live on YouTube. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you. Apparently, we have. I never. I don't like doing this. DeSantis, I don't want to. I don't like doing this on the air. What you sent me.
What don't you want to do?
I don't like bragging about ratings. It's not my thing. You know, not my thing.
It's great news though.
What you share? Why don't you share it? Go ahead.
We have the highest ratings ever in afternoons, according to our overlord, Greg Stocker.
Well,
for
that's
summer,
good.
The entire summer.
That's good, because the last guy in afternoons who was local was an arrogant, blowhard jerk. And beating him makes me happy every day of the week, twice on Sunday. That guy wouldn't shut up. He He was mean to the people he worked with. Very mean, unlike me. Kind, hearted, benevolent host. So I'm not talking about Hannity, the guy before him, the local guy, jerk. So beating him makes me happy. What is this now? Highest ratings ever? Ever? I don't believe that. Since what? The invention of radio? It's impossible. Hey, Marconi, talking to you. Well, good stuff. Well, I'm only telling you that because you're not wasting your time. You're part of a very successful show for a reason. We value your time. And despite the rumors about me not doing show prep, it's a lie. I sometimes do show prep. I did it today at 2:55. So boom. All right. How do you like that? I got to get into this whole thing about Pittsburgh and what happened at Primanti Brothers. I got to talk about that. And I got to deal with some other things, too. But I got to tell you, Steve Kornacki, another Jersey guy, rocking the khakis. Donald Trump's Republican Party has made huge gains with a certain demographic group. This group is going to be very critical. And there's no sound, apparently, on the YouTube. We got to send audio. Apparently, they're not hearing anything I'm saying. Guys, I guess there's no audio. All right.
It's being worked on.
No sound. All right, it's being worked on. Let me sign in the meantime. Hang on. Now, if I do the Jersey salute, is that considered a swear, like by the FCC? I don't know.
Nah, you can do whatever you want over the YouTube
no
stream.
No sound?
I think pretty much any obscene gesture.
Somebody write them and let them know we're working on it. Can you just send the chat group so they all abandon ship? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I don't know what's going on here. We'll figure it out. But so this is Steve Kornacki, Matt, cut number 10.
We see every 4 years the Latino vote becomes a bigger and bigger share of the overall electorate. Well, among Latinos, our poll shows Kamala Harris leading Donald Trump 54% to 40%. Now, for some context, this is a little bit better for Democrats than they were doing among Hispanics when Joe Biden was their candidate. But I think the bigger story here is historically 54% to 40% now is a 14-point advantage for the Democrats. Take a look back at the last three presidential elections, and these were the results in the exit polls among Hispanic voters. That 14, look at that cut there, almost 20 points less than just 4 years ago. And 4 years ago, we were saying Donald Trump had made inroads with Hispanic voters. This suggests that that has continued apace. So what is driving this shift? Well, we see a few big gaps here. A gender gap. Familiar with this one, certainly. Men tied when it comes to this race. Women, a 26-point advantage. Again, among Hispanic voters here, there's a gender gap, as we see with polls of overall voters. Also, age, a big factor here. Look at this. Voters over 50, Hispanic voters over 50, almost a 60-point advantage for Harris, and she's barely leading with Hispanic voters under 50. In fact, among men under 50, Donald Trump actually leads in our poll by 9 points. 9-point advantage there, men under 50 for Trump. We also see an education divide. Again, we talk about this a lot when we're talking about the overall pool of voters, too. Men without four-year degrees, that's now a double-digit Trump constituency in our poll. Men with degrees, siding with Harris here, bigger margins among women, but we are seeing a bit of that education gap, and we are seeing a religion gap here. Among Catholic Hispanics, 20 points for Harris. Protestant Hispanics, 26 points for Donald Trump. Talking a little bit about the issues, what's the most important issue? We asked in this poll, abortion clocking in there. And Kamala Harris, big advantage. We see that being competent and effective. Kamala Harris leading there as well. But then the biggies. These are the ones that Hispanic voters are saying are the most important to them. Economy, small advantage, Trump. Inflation, 9-point advantage. And how about that? I'm on the border and on immigration, Donald.
It cuts off, but Donald Trump is winning with Latino voters. So let me break that down for you, because I know Kornacki talks very fast. The level of support for Democrat among Latino voters is down. For Trump, it's up. But there's another takeaway from this, and that is that working class men, working class women, I don't care if they're Latino, if they're black, if they're white, they're backing Trump, okay? This has been a fundamental sea change in American politics where you have the working class, working people, are backing the Republican candidate for president. And the number of the support among black and Latino voters, which is still Kamala Harris is going to win the black vote, but it's down from where it was with Biden to such a degree that something has to fill that gap, you see. And there's nothing that fills that gap, which is why they are royally screwed, really, as they're hemorrhaging black and Latino voters and working class white, black, Latino, purple, whatever voters too. These are key constituencies that used to be the Democrat Party's constituency. Which is why, to quote James Carville, when he said the Democrat Party has become the party of the faculty lounge and the coastal elites, he wasn't wrong. It's the core constituencies of the working class, which the Democrat Party built, gone. It's Trump's. They're Trump voters now. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Great guest coming up for you. A lot to chat about. Big 4 o'clock hour. So don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.